Welcome to Meta World Monday. You're on with Meta World Pete at 6:01 in the morning. This is WMFO in Medford. Freeform Radio. Shout out Doodle Bob. Guys, it's Monday morning. Marathon Monday, Patriots Day, no school today. Wake up, sheeple. Wake up, Dave Lackner. In the studio with Dave Lackner. Dave, shout yourself out. Dave's an engineer.
Morning, everyone. Pleasure to be on the show, Pete. Can't wait for what you have in store for today.
Oh, it's going to be a great show. We're going to make a fool out of ourselves, per always. Angie Cabral in the studio today. Ange joins us all the way from across town, Northeastern University. And tell us a little about yourself.
I'm Angie from Northeastern.
Yep.
Pumped to be on the show with Peter.
Yep.
Probably the most exciting thing I'm going to do all week.
Yeah, that's great. I hope so. I hope this is a good way for everyone to get their week started. Okay, I think that's enough Doodle Bob for this morning. Dave.
Can we get the speakers going in the studio, Pete? Because right now
Dave,
the tempo is low in here.
And tempo is only low.
Going.
Okay.
Maybe we could get it going here.
Tempo is really teams. High, and then we
Kodak
sat down.
Kodak Black, Young Jeezy.
Okay. We're going to get Kodak Black going.
Kodak Black. I want some.
Dave, today we're going to be playing rap for the first time because I figured out how to find clean versions on YouTube, which was
fantastic.
Huge for me.
I love Kodak Black. And
Tunnel Vision?
Grizzly. T-Grizzly. Ooh, Tunnel Vision.
We can. Songs. We'll get her going here.
So that's engineers listen to when we're studying, working on those.
I doubt it. I doubt that.
Kodak Black.
It's not what you think of when you think
ground,
of engineers.
High voltage, low voltage.
Well, yeah, no. Kodak Black was actually an engineer at Northeastern, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Fake news Mondays. Guys, what were we even talking about? Okay, so Kodak I've been Black. Trying to get Angie and friggin' Dave to come on the show for who knows how long.
Yeah, we tried a few weeks ago.
Yeah, if Didn't you were work. Listening last week, I was watching them sleep for like an hour and a half, gently.
Gentle. You didn't even try to wake us up, though.
I gave you gentle forehead kisses, and then I was on my way. But, yeah, we're here, finally. It's been a long time coming. I'm really excited. Are you guys whispering about that?
Moist.
Moist. Everyone just say moist. Moist.
You know, warm up the lips in the morning.
Moist. Everyone just make like chewing noises.
Nah. Ew, that's the worst sound. I hate that sound. I'm going to
get ready for an hour
studio.
Of...
Imagine just playing it in the background the whole time.
Ew. All right, get ready for more of that. Music. That's what the show's about. We're going to play
Hello,
something.
Dre, I'll play it aside, man.
All right.
Why get married, Pippin? Why?
So, I typed a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I wanna be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I'd CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Wetness all around me, true, but I'm no island. Peninsula, maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this that's in my lap, no looking back. Spaceships don't come equipped with rearview mirrors. They dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pip. I'm glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. High jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon. Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some litter. Sure on the subject. You sure? You know we got your back like chiropractic. If that do you dirty, we'll wipe her out as in detergent. Now hurry, go on to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart, hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part. Play your part.
Jones. To choose it, lover, never without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser, drive a compressor. Top notch. Get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the for $40 in the club. Up the game, she gets no love. She be cross country giving all that she got. $1,000 a pop, I'm pulling billions off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. Some wanna choose, but them just too scary. You chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a
I choose you. time to solo, time to get down with the team. The grass is greener on that other side, if you know what I mean. I show you you've never seen the seven wonders of the world. And I can make you the eighth if you wanna be my girl. I say my girl, I don't mean my woman, that ain't my style. Need a real street stalker, stalker, walker. Mile. Be piling up the paper on the dining room table, cause you able to realize I'm the truth and not a fable. Baby, rockin' Russian sable, keep that chiller on the rack. What I look like with the $1,000 up on my back. I'm a $1 million Mac, they need a $1 billion. Put my pippin' in your life, watch your daddy get rich. Easy as ABC, simple as 1, 2, 3. Get down with UGK, Pimp CB, you with me. Cause what's up with no pimp, and what's a pimp with no. Don't be a lame, you know the game and how it goes. We try to get Jones.
Any, many decisions.
Okay, it's 6:07. We have so much show left for you today.
How long is the show?
It's 1 hour long. Angie's new, so we're learning the basics. We're teaching her how the stuff works.
Yeah, synthesizers,
synthesizers, amps, diffusers, lasers.
Yeah, all the cool stuff.
Yeah,
derivatives, integrals,
all right, the matrices. Over here needs to calm down.
Are we living in a computer simulation? I read that last night. I was trying to sleep, and I got a Facebook article about Elon Musk thinks we're living in a computer simulation. Obviously, I couldn't sleep because I think he's right. I was like, oh my God. Like, I thought about it more and more, and I just couldn't crack. I was like, there's no arguing against this. Shout out Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the greatest boot and rally ever pulled off. It was Easter Sunday last week.
Yesterday.
Well, yeah, it was last week, though. Now it's a new week now.
No, Sunday's the beginning of the week.
Where? Well, I guess on your calendar.
Yeah.
I think that's true. Yeah.
I always think of Monday as the beginning of the week. Well, not the work week.
Is it?
God.
Yeah, not the beginning of the work week, though.
And we're about work on this show.
Everyone not today, though.
Oh, well, I guess not today. It's Marathon Monday. Yeah, amazing. People were like, why would you do the show today? It's Marathon Monday. I was like, my listeners need me.
All the runners are listening.
Yeah. Today's actually a really big day for myself.
Why is that, Dave?
I have a big harvest this morning with my
big
buddy.
Big red pepper harvest.
Dave the farmer.
We're waiting
Dave
for months the farmer. For this. Months.
Yeah,
months
Dave.
For the devil's lettuce to come in, and now it's ready. So after this, we're all heading over there.
Farmers only commercial seems like an appropriate thing to say. This looks right.
Farmers initiative.
My husband and I met from farmersonly.com.
We'll just have this play in the background. Yeah, so Dave has been growing all sorts of things, red peppers.
Venus flytraps.
Venus flytraps? Tell us a little bit about the science of the Venus flytrap, Dave.
Venus flytrap. Actually, the Venus flytrap has a couple of little hairs on the inside of their mouth. They're like little... like hairs on your head. Yeah. And when a bug steps into the Venus flytrap, it sets off a timer. And when it hits one of those hairs, it sets off a little timer. And it has exactly 30 seconds. And if it hits another hair within that 30 seconds, then the flytrap shuts. And the bug's gone.
Science.
Interesting fact of the day.
At
science,
on a Monday.
Dave. Okay, well, you don't have to be lonely.
Tonight.
On farmersonly.com. That's how you two met, right?
Yeah, you're actually, Angie grew up in the farms out there. She was like a little mud child out there in Western Mass.
Basically,
child.
I didn't
mud
even child. Wear shoes before Dave met me.
Shoes?
Yeah.
Ew, never heard of them. Dave's not wearing socks. Ew.
I brought socks,
though. With sneakers, what a psycho.
Dave, where are your glasses? We're all wearing sunglasses live in studio today.
In the
sunglasses in the dark.
Right now.
Okay, I'm really debating. I always ask the listen. Say again. I hope
master debating.
Oh gosh! All right.
We need a
sound effect.
We need a sound.
You need a soundboard.
A soundboard. Yeah, we need to play some noises.
Oh, that would make me so happy.
When someone says something dumb, you go meh. Yeah, you need one of those.
We need one of we use that a lot.
You should make your own soundboard with only your sound effects.
Oh,
you
that
can
sounds
easily.
Like
so it's just your
thing.
Voice.
Well, let's engineer that. Let's get the electrical boards. Dave, talk about your engineering electricity issue the other day.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, static man. Shock. Oh, the electric man.
Yeah, so my peppers, I have this pump system I was making for this.
Pumps,
right? And I was working really hard on this. A lot of people have been giving me crap for this, saying it's not going to work. But I spent a lot of time on it, setting it all up. I 3D printed some parts for it. Wow. Had it all set up. Hooked it all up. And the next day I come back and there's like 3 inches of water, which doesn't seem like a lot, but it's a lot of water, all over the tent.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. And the extension cords are just sitting in the water, just fuming.
Yeah. And naturally, what do you do?
Naturally, I stick my
like
hand
in. Like a moth to a flame. Get your hand in there.
I stick my hand
Come
in there.
On, get it in there.
A giant puddle of water to grab the extension cord, which is really
smart.
Really dumb.
Yeah, don't grab rubber gloves or anything. You just want to go in there free willy.
And I just got
Why didn't you just try and torched. Get them with your teeth?
Well, I mean, we're lucky, like we were talking about, you're lucky it's not that high voltage or you're... Muscles can contract. Yeah. You fall into the water, you're dead.
That's what happens. Yeah, when you grab power lines, your muscles contract and you can't let go.
Well,
so always touch electrical things. Don't listen to what I do. Touch it with the back of your hand.
Back of the hand first. That could have. I mean, that's kind of our own PSA today.
Yeah, my own PSA.
Yeah. All right.
Let's get back to the
speaking of electric tunes. New Kendrick. Listen up.
A flashiness, how do you serve the question? See, in the perfect world, I would be perfect world. I don't trust people enough beyond their surface world. I don't love people enough to put my faith in man. I put my faith in these lyrics, hoping I make a band. I understand I ain't perfect, I probably won't come around. This time I might put you down, last time I ain't give a fuck. I still feel the same now, my feelings might go numb. You're dealing with cold though. I'm willing to give up a leg and arm to show empathy from. Baby parties and functions are you and yours. A perfect world, you probably live another 24. I can't fake humble just cause you're insecure. I can't fake humble just cause you're insecure. Probably won't be insensitive. Cold as December, but never remember what winter did. I wouldn't blame you for mistakes I made or the bed I laid. Seems like I point the finger just
what? To we're on the air, Dave, so watch your mouth. 6:15 in the morning, still here. What were you gonna say, Dave?
Meta World Pete,
Meta World Mondays. Hey, Jersey comes in today. Big publicity,
really?
Big ups. Yeah,
I thought
yeah.
you were gonna be wearing it.
Well, I mean, the mail doesn't open up for a while. But I'll be wearing it all day for Marathon Monday and Harvest Day 2K17.
The harvest is coming.
Harvest Moon. You ever play Harvest Moon as a kid? It's like Animal Crossing.
No.
It's
what?
Like the nerdiest game.
Sounds kind of sci-fi.
The game is like you're a farmer, you got a sickle, and you just farm as much as you can. You'd love it, Dave.
Is it a computer game?
It's a computer game / you could play it on like a GameCube.
Computers and farming.
Computers and farming. This is literally the Dave Blackner show. Like if I had to use two words to describe Dave, it'd be computers and farming.
Probably.
My uncle has a farm. Used to ride the cows and stuff. That was cool.
Poor cows.
You didn't ride the cows.
It's because I'm overweight.
Pete was pulled a whole full-out Randy last
night. The cows used to ride me.
Trailer Park Boys. Greasy Randy.
Greasy
Pete
Randy.
Was over the grill last night. Sweaty.
Making greasy cheeseburgers last night on the grill.
Sweating onto the beef. Meat sweat Monday.
You're going to gross all your listeners off the air.
We need the soundboard.
No, the listeners love this. All right.
Perfect time.
There are almost tens of you listening to us right now. Hey, shout out to the Magnificent Seven. Just doing their thing. They're great. I mean, my crew's loyal. I keep a small circle. This is a song by Lil Uzi Vert. What were we talking about? Farming? No, we're done with farming. I'm over it.
We're over you, Dave.
Ange. Let's interview Ange.
Yeah, let's interview Ange.
Ange, favorite color. Favorite color.
Favorite color? Probably green.
Why?
Why? That's a weird question. I don't know. There's so many different shades.
So true. Least favorite color.
Orange, for sure.
Nah, too true. Loud. Don't too tell Belle.
Doesn't look good with my hair. There's okay. There's no way that
that's
look
good enough
with my
reason.
Hair.
Favorite animal?
A horse.
Oh, of course. Ange is equine.
That's right.
Was that right?
Yeah, an equiner.
An equine is like the actual animal.
Is that?
No, she's an equiner.
No, yeah, Dave, you know the word. You're just trying to sound cool because you're on the radio.
Yeah, like she does equestrian.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
So yeah, wait, what is equine? Dave was like, yeah, Angie's equine. I was like, I thought that was equestrian, but maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, Dave led you on the wrong path, for sure. Yeah. Classic Dave.
I got a question.
He's been spitting lies. What?
Celebrity crush. Who's your celebrity crush?
Ooh, careful, Dave.
There's like so many to pick from.
Who? For me?
I'd have to go probably
Zac Efron.
Well, Zac Efron from his most recent movie.
Jamie
I haven't
Fox.
Seen it, but the
I'm a big Jamie Foxx
commercials are fire.
Which
sexy.
What movie?
Or the I don't know. It's about like a lifeguard, and he just comes out and he like flexes his pecs, and I fall right to the floor. And then, or Brad Pitt from Fight Club.
Oh,
when he was blonde.
Really good choice.
That's
when
a good
he was
one.
Blonde.
That's a good movie.
She so, likes blonde. Ones, I guess.
Yeah, that's tough.
You know any Pete?
Sorry. Guys, music requests. Oh, yeah, we're playing Tunnel Vision,
this
clean
is
version,
request.
Which is
so
one
you
of
don't
the riskiest
like it,
moves
Dave.
I've ever done because you really don't know.
Pretty
if
a lot
know.
Of trust in this. Yeah, here we go.
Oh, God, I'm so nervous.
No.
More of that to come. What's new? What are we doing this week? Harvest today.
Yeah.
What's tomorrow? Tuesday? We're almost done with school, and when do you get out?
Yeah. Tuesday's like my last day of class,
oh,
or
dude.
Wednesday.
Okay.
And then I'm done. Just kidding. I have like four exams.
4 exams. Mm-hmm. What about you, Dave? You probably have a ton of exams. Dave, give us facts. Where are the facts today?
I learned a cool fact the other day.
Please don't say the polar bear one.
So the word cappuccino comes from...
I'm intrigued.
Cappuccina, which was a coalition of monks in Italy.
So made up.
And they used to wear...
Fake news Monday.
They used to wear brown robes. And... Okay. They look like cappuccinos, and that's where the word cappuccino from
that's
coffee
so
came from.
That's so not true.
It is.
I don't.
Can you fact check that, Pete?
I'm going to look it up.
Look for the origin of the etymology of cappuccino.
Cappuccino story. Word. Those are good. I spelled cappuccino.
Buzzwords.
Yeah, wow. Straight from Wikipedia. And an Italian.
Is it right?
Yeah. Hooded robes of monks.
Yep.
Wow.
And nuns of the Capuchin.
Capuchin. Ah, sorry.
Cappuccino.
Capuchin is actually Cappuccino. A type of monkey, too.
Yeah. Capuchin. From the Night at the Museum. I don't remember.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Ben Stiller's best.
Yeah.
Oh, dum-dum. You remember that big tiki thing? That would go dum-dum in my dum-dum.
Dum-dum.
I'm going to start talking. Oh, dum-dum in my dum-dum. Wait, Night at the Museum, talk about a heat movie. I could watch that all night. No yawning on air.
Sorry.
Tempo check. Wait, we don't even have a tempo check song.
You need a tempo check for your soundboard.
Here it is.
Yeah. Vic Mensa, Chicago Zone. I feel that. Shout out Ricky Pipes. He's happy somewhere.
Yeah, still alive, eh? Smoking on that Jeep ain't got me tweaking, yeah, I feel that. And in the gun, it's traffic season, and I feel that. My David, baby, you crazy, yeah, I feel that. Them fool, but they fugazi, lean, got me lazy. I'm sipping on it, all they say, they drilling, they don't do that. Say, Victor, boy, that's some news, I thought you knew that. I'm in that paper, you get you one, I get to that. I need that. Big boy up in North, just spend like 3 stacks. I tip on my 3 pairs.
Ange, do you have callers about to call in?
I wish.
Or was that just you brought that up because? Because we've had callers in the past and
my mom
it didn't
might
go
be
that
up.
Well.
Pete didn't know how to answer the phones.
Yeah.
So we'll figure that one out.
Where do they come
It's a learning
through?
Curve. Hey, we've come a long way. What? They come through. All right, so someone calls and then I get flashing lights and then I hit a series of. Is that not the least intuitive chart you've ever seen?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out the control board cheat sheet and it just.
Tufts.
Doesn't make sense.
Get your infographics up, please. That was just a horrible effort.
In bold, hang up afterwards.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure someone didn't get that one right the first time.
Harvest 2017.
2017.
First harvest ever. It's kind of a lot of pressure.
Dave will be fine.
What if the peppers don't deliver?
Yeah. Peruvian puff peppers. You ever watch Drake and Josh?
That's obviously. A good show.
Wait, I used to watch that show daily and nightly. Peruvian puff pepper. Do you think that's a real pepper, Dave? You could probably tell us.
I think it is.
No way.
I doubt it. That sounds, puff pepper doesn't
that sounds
sound real.
So made up.
I would say someone made the pepper after the show.
They just named a pepper after the show?
Yeah, absolutely.
You think that Drake and Josh had that much sway?
Yeah.
In, like, reality?
That was such a popular show.
Yeah, maybe for, like, 10-year-old us.
I think we were a little older than that. I feel like I watched it.
Yesterday.
Maybe it was just me. Which, I mean, that's super possible.
What's the answer, Pete? Proving puff?
Oh, I'm not even Googling that, if that's what you think.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was Googling the theme song. Is this it?
This is so not it.
Let it be so simple, but I found a way. I found a way. Wow. Oh, wait, they have so many.
Drake.
Oh my God. This is awesome.
If you open up your mind,
see what's inside.
It's gonna take some time to realize.
God, Drake Bell.
Drake Bell.
What a throwback.
I think he fell off.
Yeah.
He was something else at the time. This one goes out to Dave. You probably know this song. Oh, and Balbs. Balbs loves this song.
Shiny feet.
Shiny teeth.
Shiny teeth. Oh, I said feet.
Shiny, my shiny feet and me. Dave, what are you looking at over there?
Fruity Pop Peppers.
Is it real?
What makes me happy?
I don't know yet.
Fills me up with me. Those bones in my jaw don't have a flaw. My shiny teeth and me.
This song used to get stuck in my head. Like, I feel like every few months I'll, like, wake up with it stuck in my head.
It's kind of a great song for just, like, a cartoon.
So catchy.
Yeah, Chip Skylark. Yeah, he was a big deal. Yeah, talk about infographics. Yeah. This video is quality. They're really taking us literally. What is this? Okay, I feel like that's really annoying. Not really, though.
Everyone, all your listeners are going to have that stuck in their head.
If we have any left, let's see. Refresh.
I bet we got more from playing those. Those are like those undeniable songs that everyone loves.
Yeah, the timeless hits. Yeah, we got more.
Yes.
Let's go. Dave, facts.
Everyone heard I'm on the show. They're calling their friends.
Peruvian puff pepper.
Is not a real plant.
I don't know why we're surprised. Loses.
But it'd be a great name for the devil's lettuce strains.
David.
Maybe. I don't know. One day.
Yeah, maybe.
One day.
Peruvian puff peppers.
Peruvian puff peppers.
What would that taste like?
Spicy.
Ooh, hot.
All right, I'm going to play some Bee Gees.
Ooh,
Bee Gees? Yeah. I thought we were doing the rap theme today. Can we?
Well, what do you
about
want
freestyle?
Hear?
Can we throw a beat?
Okay, yeah.
Here we go.
This is a horrible
Gotta
idea.
Warm up.
Okay, I'm looking up rap beats, freestyle instrumental. Okay, here we go. Here's something. What do we got? All right.
Oh.
Whoa, this is... Oh, yeah.
Yo.
Oh, and, Dave, that was...
Check it. This kid named Pete, straight out of Chicago.
Hey.
He ain't
no
he's some Colin Mahado.
Oh.
He works hard. He goes to the radio, but hey. No one hey. Knows he has a show.
Hey.
He wakes up early. He goes to his girl. He sees Audrey.
Hey, don't talk about my girl.
Grinding.
Hey, don't talk about my girl.
Fighting the studio,
working his
people.
Mind.
Okay, wait.
Flying, rhyming.
Flying, rhyming, shining.
Rhyming, spitting rhymes.
Okay.
Grew up in the streets, never looking for no
grew
feet.
Grew up in the streets.
I didn't.
That's like the furthest thing.
Okay.
From
how's this? Is this like too weird?
This is freaking me out.
How about we just do like
one,
a
two, one, one, two.
Hey.
You know how it is.
Hey. Mm, yeah. Money. Money. Money, Angie, money, Angie, money. This is your hype. Right. Money, Angie.
Jumbos at Tufts with my bros.
Hey.
Oh, I can't say the word I want to say. In the radio studio, spitting rhymes, getting time. In love with Joe.
Oh! Did y'all like it or did y'all
it
hate
it?
It was wet. Wow, Angie, you actually delivered really well.
Yeah,
there.
I'm pretty good at this, actually.
I feel like this isn't your first freestyle. All right, Dave,
it's
you ready
really
to
not.
Answer? This is like...
Is it a rap battle? Because then I'm just going to turn it on so much.
Yeah,
harder.
Let's go, Dave. Come on, Dave. This is like...
Come on, Dave. No.
Making money's kind of funny. Angela's a little weird. I don't know. Dave's cool, but Pete's square.
Hey,
in the studio, spitting rhymes on the dime. Making money, making fine.
Yeah.
Bitches on the side.
Yeah.
There you go,
Kodak
Dave.
Black in my mother.
There
my
you
mother's
go.
Hat.
There you go, Dave.
Wait, it's rough.
Keeping lines on the.
Keeping it clean
okay,
is right. just
it's
a whole
yeah,
other.
Okay, all right. Careful.
A little
careful. All right. Dave, way to keep that clean.
I was trying.
Yeah, you almost did.
Done.
You almost blew that.
I kind of love freestyle. I'm not very good, but it gets the heart pounding.
We should do freestyles during the harvest today.
Okay, wait. So let me look up some more beats because they have some. Or we could do like a
instrumental.
See, I usually get hung up when I get the word orange because I don't know what to come
Why
out.
Why do you say orange?
Because nothing rhymes with orange.
Why do you let yourself say
Doorhinge.
Door.
Which doesn't come up a lot.
Dave's just going to go orange.
If it wasn't for the word orange, I would be a phenomenal freestyler.
Dave, this is your beat.
Ooh.
Oh, it's
Kill
true.
Him. Kill him. Hey.
Juju on the beat.
Juju on the beat.
What is a juju?
No clue. Metal world beat.
Rhymes.
Make you move your feet. All we do is spin these hot beats. All I do is eat red beets. All I do is eat red meat. Young Pete on the grill. It's a thrill. When I'm with your girl, we like to chill.
Ooh.
All I know is money. I'm counting stacks though. Yeah, this is my rap though. Hey.
Wow. Mic drop.
I got a little excited there.
That was good.
That was sick.
That was a good one.
Ooh, guys, I feel like I was watching myself from above.
Hey. Out of body experience.
That was probably one of the best ones yet, right?
Is this recorded? Can we listen to that later?
It is. Unfortunately, it is. When someone's like wants to just humiliate me if I run for office at some point. That's all I think about. I was like, I can never run for president because of like this. Probably just this show alone is just documenting every reason why I shouldn't be running the country. Although, we're totally blowing this right now because we have to read a PSA. It's on the half hour.
Can I pick it? Can I read it?
Yeah, pick a good one. There's one about bear attacks.
Yeah, you can pick one.
Hey, PSA, hey.
They're like old.
Ladder safety.
I've been not logging the songs we've been playing this whole time.
Storm season. I want to pick like a really intense one. Numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Watch out. It's that time of day, people.
It's that time of day. 6:30 in the morning. People are sipping.
Food, not bombs.
It is Marathon Monday, so that might be true. So don't drink today.
Girl
That's
safety.
Dangerous.
That'd be a good one for Pete.
Yeah, what? We were grilling last night.
He's terrified of the grill. I've never seen someone so afraid to turn on a propane tank.
Okay, yeah, I was like,
Pete's like
take
slowly
cover.
Reaching in underneath.
Yeah.
Pete, if a propane tank was to ever go off.
Pete, it's because you were never a Boy Scout.
20
meters.
I was. We're, okay.
No chance.
First of all I could see was my name on the front papers because my mom's crying. I blew up in a propane accident. That's all I could think about.
And yeah. Dave's standing with
but
his chickpea
But by reaching in
burger.
With your arm lengths away, you're not going to save yourself.
Well, that's so true. On the Boy Scout thing, my mom's like, Pete, like 10-year-old Pete, do you want to be a Boy Scout? I said, no, I genuinely believe.
I want to be a Girl Scout.
Well, that was probably it. That was. No, I just thought it was a scam. I thought it was a huge scam for like child labor laws, get kids to do work. I was like, I'm not doing work for nobody.
You either go to work for a sweatshop.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's the path I thought I was headed on. We were on the grill last night. Flash poll, Dave wouldn't wash his hands yesterday.
Oh my god.
And we're I don't like buy a, it because
no.
Dave
borderline
is the
friendship
most
ending fight.
Crazy
not true
person about washing his hands.
I am
don't
very
buy
energetic.
It, honestly.
We went into the
you
bathroom
are.
And I washed my hands without soap. Right?
Yeah, and then
without
someone's
soap.
Like, someone
you
peed
psycho.
In that.
Because there was no soap down there, right? So we went upstairs. I'm making. Like, not even...
He gently rinsed his water
so
in a pee-filled sink.
Oh, I scrubbed.
Sink.
I scrubbed.
With what? Water?
Water. And
that
and
doesn't
friction.
Do anything.
Yeah.
You
friction
probably get,
will take the germs
I bet
out.
You get more germs after...
We got dirtier.
Touching, just by touching the door handle on the way out.
Probably.
We should just wear bubbles, Pete. We should just be giant bubble boys and roll around.
You already are.
My mom used to call me the bubble boy, which is kind of messed up, I guess. Now that
I ended up washing my hands. I took the high road.
He did. He did kind of take the high road after bickering with me. He's like, I'm not doing it. You know what? I won't touch your cheese. I won't touch your pickles. Like, we'll
your
just
pickles.
Live
there
separate
you go
lives.
Again with your pickles and your cheese.
Your
it
words.
Was our pickles.
Oh,
and our
it
Dave.
Was our pickles. Diabetes.
You want to read this one?
Dave's our resident diabetes
He's
expert.
Our resident diabetic.
Type 1 diabetic.
It's necessary that we have some diversity on the show, so we got the diabetic.
Yeah,
diabetes prevention PSA.
Okay, read it. Spit that. Wrap
Want some
it,
diabetes
wrap
with those deep fried butter balls? No problem.
Is that a joke?
That's
type 2 diabetes comes naturally with a high fat and sugar, low exercise lifestyle. So just back, relax, watch
Welcome
the Food
to my
Network,
world.
And snack away. Worried about the complications of diabetes like obesity, heart disease, stroke, potence, limb amputations, and blindness?
Good
no
reading.
Problem. Paul Dean and pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk has teamed up to bring you an expensive new medicine that doesn't actually prevent these health problems, but could keep you alive a little bit longer. If on the
Is
other hand, in your later years, you'd like to ride a bicycle, instead of being confined to a wheelchair, if you'd prefer to spend your money on anything other than medical bills and prescription drug copays, if right now you want to be more attractive and healthy, then exercising regularly and eating a diet rich in vegetables and real fruits while lowering your intake of meat and or even eliminating meat, it is a very effective way, an inexpensive way to achieve these goals.
Meat sweat.
This has been a public service announcement from your tomato
and it's done.
From your tomato, bean, onion, and mushroom loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. P.S. If you're
this
already a diabetic, going vegetarian can really help you better rather than worse. Wow, this is...
How much of that did you just make up?
That was an
None
absolute...
It's actually kind of offending. Like, I'm a diabetic and like...
Yeah, did you not like that?
It's saying I'm unattractive and fat and obese and I just watch the Food Network. That's what I took out
That's
of it.
Not that far from the
you're
truth.
You're type 1.
Yeah, I know, but like...
Oh, okay.
We're all in it together.
Is there like a lot of animosity or a lot of like hard feelings between the type 1s and the type 2s? You think those type 2s are giving you a bad name?
I don't know.
I've been in the game my whole life. You just got here, type 2.
That's what, I know, yeah.
You don't know the struggle.
Yeah,
you
Can't you get rid of type 2 if you actually
you can,
get off
you
the
you can manage it better through oral pills and
oral pills. Where else do
Well, you have to do injection. Oh. Type one, you have to use like injections, so you have to inject insulin.
So you don't have to. I just want to recognize the fact that we're all still wearing sunglasses in studio.
I'm gonna wear
them
all
sick. I need those back. Okay, let's not get crazy.
I once rode a unicycle.
Across the country?
355 miles.
You can Google him.
Talk
from,
about this is actually not fake news.
Google David Lochner unicycle for JDRF.
This is big.
That's why you did it? That was
for diabetes,
Well, that's kind of cool then. I thought you just did it because you were one of those freak unicycle kids. Yeah. How much awareness did you raise?
I raised a pretty good amount of awareness.
You're on TV, right?
I had a website.
Not a shot.
Yeah, I was on the news.
Googling it. Google Dave Lochner unicycle.
And, I got a lot of the sports teams, so like the Washington Capitals and the Ravens, they sent like, I got a signed jersey from all the Capitals players, a signed jersey from all the Ravens football players. I got like a basketball, I got
that's
some
pretty,
sticks, but I, and I auctioned them all off on eBay and took the money and put it back into my...
Dave, just trying to make you think that he's a good guy, but he's not.
Awesome.
Google me, bud.
Google me, guy.
No. Good guy Dave, I guess. Wow, I had no idea. Guys, we're really, we're stagnant on listeners.
We have zero?
No, we're gaining, but slowly. We're plateauing.
We gotta play some.
I'm in love with the Coco. What do you want to play here? Dave, you've been heat with tune recommendations.
Redbone.
Oh.
It's a good early morning rap, kind of slow music.
Yeah.
Isn't that new music, that new video? Movie. What was that movie called, Andrew?
Which one?
With the dark people.
Oh, Get Out.
Get Out, yeah.
Get Out.
Yeah.
Meta World Monday. It's 6:42 in the morning. 6:43 now, exactly. We're having a good time in the studio today. Sun's coming out. Marathon Monday. Don't forget it. People are going to be running stupid distances for... I don't really understand it. I don't get it. The famous Straub family story is my uncle... You know, he was getting a cigarette and a box of donuts, saw a marathon going on, just ripped over the fence and ran one. That could, I mean, that's folklore, but he was also like a gymnast and he was a fit dude, but.
Seriously?
I don't know.
A box of cigarettes and.
And a donut and a just donut. Like handed them to somebody.
And just ran the whole marathon.
He didn't run with the donuts.
That would have been awesome.
Popped some of the donuts. And he was like, you know, I'm going to finish this thing.
And he ran the whole thing?
Yeah.
From the beginning? Or was he like halfway or what?
Regardless, halfway
says from the beginning, but at least halfway, I would imagine.
Wow.
The guy, yeah, he was a big athlete, I guess. You know, I don't know where that dropped off, but somewhere along
the way. You know the fastest marathon time?
Yeah, fastest Boston marathon.
Yeah.
It's under three. It's like 2 hours, 30-something minutes.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's like a 6-minute mile for 26 miles.
That's a joke.
What's your mile time, Pete?
8.5.
Right.
Pretty good.
Pretty solid. Can you do it 26 times in a row?
Probably.
Should we try it? Right
yeah, I mean, if there was ever a day to try that.
We bring a treadmill into the
we
studio.
We should do our own, on a treadmill, we should Facebook Live me trying to simulate a marathon.
Oh my God.
And just watch me break down after 2.3 miles.
Be a tragedy.
I think that's something people would tune into for sure. So check my Facebook. Live in studio treadmill? We should.
Yeah, you have to broadcast while you're doing it.
Just me pant. Just panting into a mic.
Yeah.
Moist. We could definitely get that going. But yeah, what were we saying? Marathons are pointless?
Probably.
No, they're really cool. They're cool.
Couldn't
run
them.
One. Dave, you might be able to.
There's no way. You can get itchy legs. Tell me this. Is this a guy thing? So every time Dave and I try to go for a run together, Dave stops every about 30 feet. He's like, oh, my legs are so itchy.
Oh.
Like, Dave, there's no way that's a real thing. He gets so mad.
Did you just claim that's like every guy gets itchy legs?
No, it's because you don't
Dave's
get
opening
good.
Up the computer. Watch out.
Science check. Fake news Monday.
Only when I first
Does that
start
happen
running
to
after
you,
a
though,
while?
Pete, when you run?
No.
Or do you just not run?
Well, I don't run. I guess, my legs chafe because I'm so large.
Ew.
Oh, ew.
Like down to your calves?
You saying ew hurts my feelings a lot. Just so you know. Itchy? You think that might be a diabetes thing?
I think it is because it's like circulation.
It sounds like a circulation. I mean, diabetes isn't directly
circulation. It's a pretty good excuse.
I've had this before I had diabetes.
Oh. Wait, I thought you always had it.
No, I was diagnosed with diabetes in high school.
Yeah, but you could have had it.
It was dormant. So I didn't need insulin or anything.
Oh, cool.
I didn't even know I had it until...
That's pretty cool.
Woke up one day.
Well, surprise!
Surprise!
Here we go for the rest of your life.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Shout out the rest of your life.
I thought you were going to be like, shout out diabetes.
Also shout out diabetes. Shout out this movie trailer that I'm playing on air.
What movie?
King Arthur movie.
Sounds intense.
Okay.
When your capillaries expand, the surrounding nerves become stimulated and send messages to the brain.
All right,
which
I'm going.
The sensation is itching.
Brain.
Unfortunately, for itchy legs are the price paid for falling for exercise wagon.
Wagon.
So if you want to prevent itchy legs, keep up with your regular exercise.
So it just means that Dave doesn't work out.
It means I don't work out. Yeah, it's from blood flow returning to these extremities.
That old heart
in warm weather is sometimes caused by exercise-induced running tights or shorts or shirt.
All right, Dave, we're losing listeners rapidly listening to you read this.
Why do I break out in hives?
Why do I break out in hives? The age-old question we've all asked ourselves that once in a while.
You don't not want to see that.
The old, I'm covered in hives. Walt, shout out Walt, shout out hives. Shout out
Why
itchy
are you shouting
leg.
Out Walt for
He's
hives.
Always got hives. Something. Shout out you super
roommate.
Gluing
a quarter
to
you
Walt's
deserve
back.
That.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Watch
that
out,
one.
People.
Watch Man, out. I had to get up in the middle of the night and hold a trash can underneath them.
Okay, that's Man, enough there. One thing. Some things are left unsaid on this show.
up to the imagination.
Boop, boop, bop. Boop,
beep, beep, bop.
Beep, right. Beep, bop. Robot mode. Everyone do it. Beep, bop. Boop, beep,
you're the only bop. One doing it.
Guys, you really left me out to dry on my own show. My own show. All right, Dave, request. This is your show today. What do you want?
Can we switch over to some reggae?
What? Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course. I love it. What? Anything in particular?
Oh, what was that? That what was playing in the room? The two friends mixtape?
Oh, I don't know if we can play that, frankly. But I know what you're talking about.
It was Fuego.
You got a Snapchat back from him the other day.
Yeah. What? He Snapchatted two friends when he was playing the Masters at...
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And they responded.
They responded, going, loved it.
Love
and
it.
Then he
love it. That's
snapped
sick.
Them again the next morning from his bed, not feeling too hot.
Wait, why did he ever
TBD
get their
if he got
Snapchat?
A response for that one.
Why did he get their Snapchat?
You can get, like, celebrity Snapchats.
Yeah.
You like, celebrities get followed on Snapchat all the time.
Yeah, but do they respond?
All right, Grandpa.
I mean, not often, but I'm sure if they get something funny.
Okay, like, first of all, these guys aren't really celebrities because, like... You know,
they're pretty popular.
They came to our high school, so they must be pretty legit.
Okay.
The Academy.
Okay, wait.
The Academy.
This powerful school.
Do you guys know Jidenna? Like, classic man?
Yeah.
He went to Stanford.
Wow.
Stanford. That's sweet.
To do what? What was his, like,
I don't know.
Were there after or before classic room?
Probably
after.
So, like, I don't know. You'd think he'd be, like, doing some science or tech stuff, but he's just crushing tunes. I play Jidenna, like, way too much because people don't even like him.
So you just love to have people hate you?
You could say that.
My mind's telling me no.
Ooh. That was weird.
But my body.
My body tells me yes.
You sound pretty good, Pete.
Thanks, guys. In high school, I got up on a table and danced this song, Master, to the big dance.
Who'd you ask?
Hannah Dillon. She's from Nebraska, so I said, like, this might
shout
be...
Shout out to Hannah.
Shout out
the
Hannah
best
Dillon.
Day of
nah, she was like, she like ditched me during the dance, whatever.
Oh.
I don't want to talk about...
Gets the feels going.
With a little mumming. Yeah, so I said... Hey, Hannah, I know this is corny, like Nebraska corn, but can I...
You think she got it?
Yeah, yeah. I know
did
this
you
is,
make
wait,
a
that's
porn?
Not even it. It's a whole sign.
Oh, God.
Hey, Hannah, I know this is corny, but can I Nebraska you to formal?
Wait, Dave, tell Pete how you asked me to prom with the sign.
What'd you say, you freak?
How about you tell him?
All right.
I don't remember this
so there was this kid on Dave's hockey team when we were in high school who was a total, what would you call him?
Jerk.
Tripod.
Okay.
He was a little off.
Okay.
That was his nickname.
Yeah.
That's great.
Phil Pickus.
Phil
used to
Pickus
vote
had a great dog. Did not make the hockey.
He's my good friend.
Anyway, yeah. Was a little obsessed with him, and so Dave had this other kid play cello for me, who was also named
a different
Dave.
Different kid who
a
plays
different
cello
Dave.
Named Dave.
But he was very small, and he played cello,
Okay.
Phil Pickus, the guy on Dave's hockey team I was obsessed with, wore a maroon suit and held a sign with sparklers on it that said prom. And Dave filled a car with balloons that he thought was mine.
But
it was not
car.
Mine.
No way.
And so I was like, why are there so many balloons in that car?
That's
Dave's like,
so funny.
Oh, no.
Wait.
And he tricked our other friend into having, like, or not tricked. He had our other friend trick me into thinking that he was having these crazy relationship issues. So
Dave?
No, the other kid.
Okay.
So that I'd hang out with him for like an hour and listen to him cry. And he fake cried and I believed him. So
wow.
That Dave could finagle this whole
This is
scene.
Intricate work. Yeah, this is typical awkward. Stamp of approval from Dave Blackmore.
Yeah, so
this,
there were a lot of people involved and I said no.
What?
I said
oh,
yes.
Okay. After all that, I was going to be like, oh my God, that's ruthless. Dave, sounds like you haven't changed much.
Ruthless.
Ruthless. All right, I'm going to play a love song because I feel like we're talking about love.
Can this get to me so I can...
Yeah, pull it. Okay, don't break it.
Oh, good. Is it good?
Okay. Why do you have to lean back so much?
Lean back.
Girl. Lean you back. Lean back. Oh, different. No?
Can I really?
Nothing wrong. My computer's gonna die on air. Who cares? What song was I gonna play? All right.
A love song.
Yeah, play a love song.
I just need someone in my life to give it structure, to handle all the selfish ways I'd spend my time without her. You're everything I want, but I can't deal with all your lovers. You're saying I'm the one, but it's your actions that speak louder.
Monday mornings bursting through your speakers, literally. What is that? Stop and stop. I was like, everyone. Boom, 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 boom. That's annoying. It is 6:56 in the morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Meta World Pete. It is Meta World Monday. You know the drill, folks. I feel like we've had a good show here today. Thanks to Angie Cabral.
You're welcome.
Chupa Cabral.
That's me.
And Dave.
Shout out. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Okay, it's 6:57. We're going to keep tempo high for our boy Adam. Monday Morning Madness, most hype intro on the radio. This kid's a beauty.
Love Adam.
Yeah, kid's great.
Oh, yeah, he's phenomenal entrance.
Yeah. Okay. All right, tempo high. This is Meta World Pete signing off today. Angie, sign off. Dave, sign off. Let's hear it. What do you have to say to the people?
Thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you very much for listening. Enjoy Boston and the beautiful weather.
Go run a marathon, people.
Go run a mile today.
Or 26. Together, they be ready for
whatever. Y'all getting it. So everybody to the dance floor. Whoop.